Back over at the Meadowhall campus in Nottingham this morning for the Solar Decathlon Nottingham House Eco Build, and they've started to build it out into the main hall. There's loads of tables and chairs all over the place. I've managed to grab Tom Corbett, who's the master communicator, who sounds like a character out of Halo, who runs around after everybody, communicating with everybody to make sure they're on track and doing the right things. He looks after the website. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved, why you got involved, and what you actually do on your job.
The head of most of the things here, Guillermo, who got us all interested in the project to start off with, he sort of recognised that I had a big voice and I like to talk a hell of a lot. So he thought, put me in charge of something that is constantly relating to the world, and eventually the right things will get said. So we've tried to get this blog together where we're getting everyone off the team to give their opinions and their highlights of the project, and try and get them to say something, you know, from their viewpoint, and we try and pull all those together and get this blog, which hopefully offers all the colours of the project at the same time. And I'm kind of editing that and running that and making sure the right bits go out.
Okay. So in terms of promotion of the event, I believe the way that the system works is that there's 10 components of the project, one of them being media. And I think you have to... I think they're looking at how well you've communicated the build, the project, and everything that goes along with it. What in your mind right now are the challenges that you think you're going to face in the lead to Madrid?
I think we have to get the project as well known as possible, and that because the problem is at the moment, you know, we're building this house down here on the King's Meadow campus, and the guys on the main campus, University Park. Most of them haven't even heard of it, and this is one of the most exciting projects that Nottingham has ever been involved in. So we feel like that's our first stumbling block. If we can get the whole of the uni behind us, then eventually other unis will follow, and then you get the news involved, and you know, the whole world hopefully eventually pays attention to the project, because it is just that exciting and that important that we get you know, this kind of houses on the production line. And we think the main point we're trying to get across with ours is that it is actually a house. The other projects are pavilions, you know, they're one use, they're trying to show off sustainable technology, which obviously is very commendable, but ours is an actual house, you know, it's designed for a family to live in, and it could go into production the day after the Solar Decathlon is over, and that's what we're trying to convey as much as we can.
That's pretty exciting. Also, I've noticed, so you're the master communicator doing all the blog stuff, but you're in today just working in general, or...?
Yeah, we've tried to get everyone on the team is working on the construction, you know, so everyone has a hand, and everyone understands the project, as well as, you know, going home after your 9-to-5 day here, and you can work on the other aspects of the projects, like getting the sponsorship we require, working on this communication, designing the furniture is another aspect. So every member of the team is on the build, but they're also a key aspect of some other part of the project.
Right. So before you were involved in this, what kind of student, are you an architectural student? Or
I am, yeah.
Okay, so what components of this house has really, really sort of interested you and sort of sprung out and gone, oh, that's really, really cool or really neat? You know, apart from the fact that it's a, you know, a class 6 building, which is a really hard thing to achieve, what bits of it have you gone, oh, that's pretty smart, that's pretty cool, that's pretty groundbreaking? What bits of the house actually excite you the most?
I think it's just the phenomenal amount of technology that's going into almost everything. I mean, the walls are just amazing to see, because there's so much insulation goes into them, and then the damp-proof membrane, and then the cladding, and then the insulation on the outside. And, you know, we've spent so much time designing over the year and a half we've been here. Mm-hmm. And it's just been sort of, oh, I'll draw a wall, it'll be, you know, whatever, 300 mil thick, and I won't even think about it. Whereas here, it's this whole wall full of everything we can do to make this house so fantastically, you know, well insulated. Mm-hmm. And it's so noticeable when, you know, when you're trying to communicate across the wall, you just can't hear the other person, and you think, would this ever happen in, you know, a normal brick masonry house? And it makes you realise how much detail there is in it. And as I say, we've been designing for so long, and it's just, for us, it's just a case of joining up the lines and hoping we pass the review at the end, say yes, this building could stand up. Whereas here, we have to understand every single nut and bolt that goes in, and that amazed me. I mean, it sounds pretty mundane, but it is. Every element that goes in is just constant brilliance.
Really. Fantastic. Thank you very much for your time. That's and have a really good day.
Thank